mad Fremantle man. He loves listening to Ross Lyon. How are you, Ross?
Very well, Brad.
How did you whack away last week?
Yeah, just on the couch, Brad. Just got to see a bit of footy.
I bet you did. It was terrific. But now it's all hands on deck again, and you've got to focus back in on the Bulldogs.
Yeah, we had a good training session today, sort of challenged them physically and put a few mental questions to them to flick them back on, and I thought the group was terrific today.
And they came back nice and refreshed. Ross Pete of Lajos here, no doubt after. I think they were allowed, what, a four-day break, was it?
No, it might have been five, I think. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
So it's come back at a good time for you?
Four. Yeah, but we didn't see them Wednesday. We had a CBA agreement, so yeah, technically 5 days. Oh, look, once you get a bit of momentum and you play good footy, it would have been nice to keep it going, but we deal with what's in front of us, and typically we handle the break pretty well, so it's all pointing to that at the minute.
What did you make of the round on the weekend? Because there were some good games, some great games. In fact, the Port and Hawthorn, I thought, was a terrific clash.
Yeah, I watched all the Port and Hawthorn and really enjoyed that. Watched the Gold Coast Suns continue to rise. So saw a bit of Collingwood West Coast, a fair bit of that. So, yeah, there's some good games of footy, and you know, you need to take opportunities.
Did you learn? Because the Bulldogs play reasonable when they're allowed to put some pressure on, but they really got blown away in that 8-goal third quarter, didn't they? So did you take much out of that in what you might focus on this week now that you've got them?
Oh, look, it's hard from the TV view, but I thought they were terrific for three quarters, and so hard going into state and during the day, and the weather up there would challenge them. So as Brendan McCartney said, they've been in every game they've played, and we're going to have to be at our very best to try and overcome them.
Who looks like any likely changes this week, do you think, or are you just happy with the way things are rolling along at point, this Brett?
No, I'm never happy, you know that, Brett. Trying to think. Luke McFarlane trained outside of the group today, but he jumped some important hurdles, so really optimistic there. I mean, Ibbotson and Clancy Pierce is fine. He trained. Ibbotson's been in good form. Crozier was one of the best, and we've got Apness and Tavernier, and Griffin. So we've got some pressure starting to build, and Colin Sylvia was very good as well. So, these things have a funny way to take care of themselves. You've got to get through training. A lot can happen in the next few sessions before we pick the team and fly out, so we'll wait and see.
But, Ross, you must be at least encouraged, even though things can change so quickly in, say, a week, that the injury list is getting shorter. Scotty Gumbleton, is he sort of now within sight, maybe 2 or 3 weeks? Because he must be getting almost closer.
Yeah, you're a good judge, Peter. You're a very good
Thank
judge.
You,
he's
mate.
Exactly 2 or 3 weeks away, so you must have your finger on the pulse. He trained today.
And he's looking okay.
Yeah, he's about 2 or 3 weeks away.
Which is really, really encouraging, which we're looking forward to that. I was just going to say to you, Ross, do you care whether the roof is open or closed for Sunday's game? Does that factor in any way, shape,
or form
for you?
Not something I've thought about, really. I mean, in a perfect world, it'd be shut all the time for everybody. So I do know it's a treacherous surface if it gets wet and then the roof gets closed. So it's not something I've thought about. We actually play very well in the wet, so that wouldn't concern us. But there's a protocol in place. I can't recall exactly what it is. There's some time limit pre-bounce down that they make a decision. So it tends to be handled pretty well, so I'm optimistic that they'll stick to their protocol.
I know it's not your area, but there always seems to be little angles of stories. You know, Fife hasn't signed, this one hasn't signed, that hasn't signed. Does that concern you at any stage? And do you as head coach get involved at any point?
No, it doesn't concern me whatsoever. Check the date and the print, sort of in articles. So I really respect everybody's right to pursue their commercial value, and all I know is our group's fully committed to the next training session, next meeting, and this week. So it's not something I concern myself with. And no, I'm on the list management committee where, obviously as a senior coach and a match committee, or the coaching panel have got to ascertain the list and make judgments on the list. But that's an ongoing process. And from here to the end of the year, anything can happen. So with form and fitness and all those sort of things. So, yeah, that's not a worry for me. It's just topical, you know.
Yeah, I saw you a couple of weeks ago and you were, like most of us, a little confused about what's a free kick and what isn't. Are you any the wiser now?
What, MRP or game day?
I think throwing's starting to come into it too, Ross. You know, I mean, like, you get an eternity, as I say, they don't tend to reward the tackler. You can hold blokes up, swinging around 360, sometimes 720, and they drop it and it's still play on. And you know, but I'm really concerned about the throw now. There seems to be, you know, it's the only uniqueness of our game. We're used to
the handball. I saw a few get pinned on the weekend. I think there's been some slight shifts, and I can't remember all the facts and figures. I mean, as long as they're consistent, that's all. I think the biggest issue has been the bump, hasn't it, and head high. And look, to put it nicely, at best, it's a grey area, and at worst, I don't think anyone really knows what's legal and what's not and how to go for the ball. So
Ross, is that a concern to you as a coach that there are quite a few grey areas in the game at the moment? Do you sort of single out anything that's particularly maybe a major blight on the game in the way it's played at the moment?
No, it is a grey game.
but it's getting greyer, isn't it?
No, I wouldn't have thought. It's just different. Jeff Gershon just came out in his view. The protection for the ball carriers, the ball winners probably changed slightly. Why that is, he's not too sure. But look, overall, it's pretty healthy. You know, I think everyone, there's been some really great games of footy. I think scoring's starting to occur. And maybe a few of us, you know, there's Hawthorn that control the ball so well but still score. But the danger is if you control it, you don't score. So I think everyone's striking that balance. No, nothing I'm concerned about. I'm not one of the doomsayers. I think I'm seeing great games of footy and the occasional half or game that's not great. But overall, there's some great players and great teams out there.
Did you watch West Coast and Collingwood?
Yeah, I watched all of it. Just,
how did you feel about 32 goals?
Yeah, no, I counted them all. It was good.
What about Sonny Walters? Obviously, I saw somewhere, again, just a topical angle, that he was, you know, struggling a little bit. I'm sure you blokes give him all the support he needs.
Yeah, look, he's a coach's allowed to have favourites. I don't think we are. Oh. He's not a favourite, but he walks past my office, always give him a cuddle. the group really misses him, but there's plenty of teams with plenty of injuries. So he's up and about. Like, I read the article as well, or the quote. I think he did an interview on their website or whatever. And he was just on about how, you know, it can go, he can feel positive or he can feel a bit negative about it. But I've got him penciled in for round 18. So what are we? I'm looking at it's only 9 weeks till I've seen him play. So that means it's 5 weeks till he's in full training. So for our fans and members, he's on his way back and he'll certainly be playing. So, look, he's fit as a fiddle. He's boxing, swimming, weights. It's starting to get exciting for him. So, like, Scotty Dumbledon's back in. You think he did it in the NAB Cup and 12 or 14 weeks has flown. And you're right, Peter, he aims to play in 2 or 3 weeks. So once you're back training, it moves really quickly from there. So, we feel quite fortunate that he'll play again this year.
I've got a solution for you, and I know you like that. you can just, every time he's feeling a little down, he can go and see Gumbledon or Morabito.
That's right. There's always someone worse. I mean, if they don't help you, go and have a walk in the children's wards. And, you know, so footy-wise, it's not great, but in life, he's in pretty good shape, Sonny.
And what about Morrow at the moment as we leave you? Ross, maybe, I think every week we sort of touch on it. Maybe we should touch it on it again because he's getting closer as well.
Yeah, he's another week closer. So
Is that the line you used a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah, well, he's building. I don't think you can lose sight of the fact he hasn't played any football for 3 years. So in the context of 3 years, he's played maybe 10 games of football. So
has he come to you and put his hand up? So it's not ready, coach.
Doesn't work like that.
Yeah.
We tell them when they're ready. So he's building. We know football-wise, GPS training, we benchmark them against our AFL players, and they've all got clear profiles that they get matched up against. So he's made tremendous ground. There are some positions that you could play, but he's still got some work to do to match the midfield running profile. So, but in saying that, we're really optimistic he's going to play AFL football this year. So, but if he didn't, would it be the end of the world? No. But in the context of where he's come from, it's been an exceptional climb, and he continues to challenge all of our thinking with his performance.
Good on you, Ross. Thanks for your time. Good luck against the Bulldogs this week.
No worries, Brad. Thanks, Peter.
Ross Lyon for Paul McGovern and WA Hino. He's in his car right
I would have
now.
Enjoyed that. Paul would have enjoyed that. He's a big Frio man. Hasn't missed a Frio game, I reckon, for around about since 1995.
Oh, well, I'm pleased.